This is MNN Sports. I'm Mike Grimm. New Vikings general manager Nolan Teasley is now in Minnesota and ready to go.
Thank you to Mark Wilf, to Ziggy Wilf, to the Wilf family for providing me this opportunity. Thank you to Kevin O'Connell. Thank you to Andrew Miller for providing me this opportunity. I cannot wait to get to work, and I'm looking forward to moving forward into the future with you guys.
Teasley comes to Minnesota after spending 13 years in the Seattle front office. The Twins got blasted at home by the White Sox 8-0 yesterday. Minnesota starter Taj Bradley allowed 4 runs in 4 2/3 innings. Minnesota manager Derek Shelton.
Fastball execution was not good. It was a lot of arm side misses, a lot of high misses. I mean, he missed with the split up a bunch. It wasn't until the fifth inning where he actually executed the split at all. So overall, just, not very good command today.
And Shelton says Bradley's not pitching as well now as he did earlier in the season.
I mean, he looks like he's out of sync right now, so I think that's what we got to get back to. Was just getting him back in that good sink.
But he is not panicking, the manager.
Well, I mean, I think this stuff is there. It's the execution right now that we need to, kind of hone in on a little bit.
Minnesota will open a 4-game home series tonight against Kansas City. First pitch at Target Field is set for 6:40. The AAA Saints got a grand slam from Royce Lewis, who stayed red hot, and they beat Indianapolis yesterday in St. Paul 10-1. The Saints have now won 4 straight games. They'll continue their 6-game series against Indy tonight in St. Paul. The Minnesota Frost re-signed star players Taylor Heisey of Lake City, a forward, Kelly Panik of Plymouth, a forward, and Matty Rooney of Andover, a goaltender. And all three are now protected from the approaching PWHL expansion draft. For more Minnesota sports info, go to MinnesotaNewsNetwork.com or follow us on X at Minnesota Radio. This is MNN Sports.